What did you think of WILF as an organisation?
Well, I found it a bit strange. I thought it was rather archaic at the time, given that I was a woman of just nearly 30, and its practices seemed to be somewhat behind the times. And then as time went on, there was a few little hints of things that I didn't really understand, which was that there seemed to be amongst a few older members, so much in Worthing, but in other parts of the UK, a bit of reticence about getting involved with Greenham Common activities, or contributing in any way to them. And then when another thing that they used to do was have a residential AGM, which lasted a few days, which I felt was quite unfair, because how could any woman, let alone afford to go, because they were usually at quite pricey places, or organise their childcare and family life around the arrangements. But anyway, Hazel and some women from Greenham Common did get a slot to go along and speak at one of these. I believe it was at Swanwick in Derbyshire. And they all came back very disappointed because they'd felt they'd got a rather a cool reception. And I couldn't understand that at all. Of course, the issue about the residential AGMs sort of went on and on for years with me trying to bring it up, trying to change things. And finally, some point in the maybe this century, early this century, they agreed that they could give it a whirl. And lo and behold, we did attract quite a different audience, most of them younger, which is what we were saying we wanted in order to keep WILF afloat.